39 years ago this month, the crowd in Montreal cheered as Bruce Jenner won the Olympic decathlon.
And as they come to the finish line, it is Bruce Jenner way out in front. Oh, Jenner wins it big, 47.
Well, last night, Caitlyn Jenner won applause for a different reason when she talked about acceptance for transgender people at the ESPY Awards.
We're all different. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. And while it may not be easy to get past the things you always don't understand, I want to prove that it is absolutely possible if we only do it together.
Caitlyn Jenner accepting the Arthur Ashe Courage Award at the ESPYs last night. Mike Pesca is Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. And Mike, there was a standing ovation after that speech, but not everyone thinks that Caitlyn Jenner deserved this award. Why not? What's the controversy?
Well, we get into the calculus of courage, and there's no empirical measure. There's no advanced statistic or sabermetric for courage. This is the Arthur Ashe Courage Award, and one of the loudest and most reasonable voices, I suppose, against this award would be Frank DeFord, who I greatly admire and like very much, and he was very good friends with Arthur Ashe, and his point was the kind of courage, whatever we would call Caitlyn Jenner being true to herself, is one thing. Compare it to some other recipients of this award, like Nelson Mandela, it doesn't compare. The Courage Award, given at first in 1993 by Jim Valvano, often went to someone who was fighting cancer, Pat Summitt in that group, or dementia, or a disease, Robin Roberts, the ESPN, well, former sportscaster now on ABC. Then you have people who had a moment of heroism, like some of the passengers on United Flight 93, or the umpire Steve Palermo, who tried to break up a fight and got shot in a parking lot. The way I look at it is, if we want to define it broadly, this can do a lot of good. You know, decent statistics show that the suicide rate or the attempted suicide rate among transgendered individuals or trans individuals, something approaching 40-something percent. And if you could change the norms, if ESPN Sports, they stand for sports, and if they could say sports embraces this, the year before it was given to Michael Sam, sports is fine. They don't speak for sports, but they might as well. Sports is fine with being gay or being trans. I think it does make a good statement.
Michael Sam, the gay football player, and how has sports done when it comes to transgender athletes?
Well, I think that basically because sport allows you your skill to overwhelm everything, that's an excellent, and it's not subjective as some other endeavors. That's a chance for gay and transgender athletes to excel. We saw Abby Wambach of the women's soccer team, and she's a lesbian. She's married to a woman, introduce Caitlyn Jenner. And I also think that it's young sports, you know, athletes are younger. And if you look at the demographics of people who accept this, the younger beat the older on this. And if you look at the voices of the people against it, Frank DeFord, Bob Costas, these are, you know, older. Older in terms of who has a microphone or a voice in our society, these are older men.
But you're in favor of the award going to Caitlyn Jenner.
I think it is because I think the ESPY, I don't think it's the Nobel Prize, right? I think it's an award show that exists because baseball has an all-star break and they need programming. So if you want to make a statement, it's a fine statement, and the content of her speech is a fine thing. And I really think it's possible that one or two minds were changed, and I'm all for that. And that's just as good as anyone standing on a red carpet and being honored for throwing a football.
All right, Mike Pesca at Slate.com. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.